So officially, I am in City Walk right now. It's 10 to 10 at night. It doesn't mean any biggie. I'm on the way to Halloween Horror Night. It's my first night into it. Just going to have a quick look around. Now, I'm Phil from HHE Podcast. Simon's been here a couple of days. I've seen him in Surfside earlier. I think he's in the park, but I'm not going to hunt him down. Me and my brother are just coming in to check the, just check it out quickly, the scare zones and that. It's our first day here. Why are you saying what's so big about this? Well, we've been up since about 5 a.m. UK time. So it would be about 10 to 3 now in the UK. So as I say, we're seeing loads of people leaving. So hopefully we'll have a good look or walk around it and get the vibe for Halloween Horror Nights again. And it's great to be back.
The moving walkway exit is approaching.
Watch your step. And basically, just get the vibe. We're back on Sunday and I'll do a lot more recording on Sunday. There's going to be a lot of podcasts coming out of me just going to Halloween Horror Nights and Hallowscream. So subscribe to our podcast and enjoy. As Simon would say, stay spooky. We're in and you can already hear it. The vibe is good. Oh, some of these guys are looking awesome as well in here. There's the old sounds. The old chainsaws. It's great to be back in here. Great to be back. 2 weeks of utter madness. So just a quick update. We're not there anymore. It was packed still in there. What you expect for a Saturday night, in all fairness. We were knackered. 23 hours I'd been awake, I figured out. So me and my brothers decided, we had a quick look around the scare zones, started to figure out where things were, like houses. Now, even though we've seen them on the maps, you just want a vibe. Everything was like, the lowest line was 40 minutes. And when you're that tired, 40 minutes is even too long. But we did get on the mummy ride as per normal. It said 25 minutes. I actually timed it. Took around 9-10 minutes to get on, so not too bad. Got a back row on the mummy straight away as well. Funny enough, I didn't ride it last year, so it was great. My first day back out here, and I got on the mummy ride at Halloween Horror Nights. It was really cool. Looked at some of the merch, some of it I'm still not impressed by, but scare zones look really cool. As I say, we literally just walked through. We went in the tribute store, that looked brilliant. We saw the Death Eaters, they look interesting. I want to give that more time as well. But for a quick visit on day one, and it was a quick visit, as I reiterate, 23 hours of being awake, and now I'm back in a Surfside Inn Suites Endless Summer Resort. I'm Simon, and that wanted me to meet my dockside for a drink, but I couldn't tonight. It's a shame, but hopefully I'll have a couple of drinks with him on Sunday. It's great to be back here. It's a shame you're not here, Joe, mate, if you're listening to this. If the trio was here, it would have been absolutely awesome. But there's nothing we can do about it. I'm hopefully going to go around with my brother, Melvin, Simon, Julie, you know, a few people. And I'm going to do a few recordings to talk to people, Craig Willicks, Debbie and all that, about the event. So as I say, we're on all good podcast apps. These episodes are not going to be on YouTube. So these will only be podcast-only episodes. So this is why you need to get us on your podcast apps. Give us a 5-star review on Apple, a great review on Spotify, and brilliant reviews on any other podcast app that does it. Comment anywhere, share these podcasts to your friends and family, and I'm going to try and get as much as possible at Halloween Horror Nights to give you the vibe as well. So for my first day being here, this is not the end of the episode, but for day one, good night, be epic, stay spooky, and sweet screams. I nearly said epic halt there, people. It's HHG and it's Phil again on the second night. I'm on the bus on the way up to Surfside and I have found someone who's done the podcast with me, Mr. Craig Willicks. How you doing, mate?
Hello, listeners.
He's here. How many houses have you done so far?
I've done them all. I've done like 54 houses.
Okay, which one's the worst one?
We're doing spoilers.
You can tell me what's bad, just don't tell me what happens to it.
Sorry, Simon, I think Chucky's worst.
Sorry, Simon, but you're in the park tonight, Simon, so how good's Last of Us?
Last of Us is I'm probably in the sort of top four, maybe. It's fantastic, kind of. I think we spent a lot of money on the budget for that one.
Okay, what's your favourite?
Favourite is this is I think this was like near the bottom of my list. Blood Moon, Dark Offerings.
Yeah, I've noticed a few people saying they're really enjoying that one.
That one and Dr. Oddfellow is the two best ones, I think.
Interesting. I hope I hate them now, just get on your nerves. So how long are you left still?
I think I'll go home the day before you, because I'm out for 3 weeks. So this is
you've already been there, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing Disney at the end, so I kind of disappear.
So do you agree with me? The weather's been better this year than last year.
Well, fingers crossed, it's up to now anyway.
Yes. Right. There wasn't a single dry day last year, so.
No, I mean, I'm kind of getting a bit comfortable with not taking a poncho with me, so I'm not sure if I'm tempting fate or not.
So, we've got Melvin sitting there in his mobility scooter, and I think Stranger Things is one of the worst things ever made. Oh, I knew he's gonna come in.
He's
massive about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things is really good. The only thing I think the kind of advantage of Stranger Things, Vecna, is also its curse, because there's too much Vecna and too little other characters. That's the only thing.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
And
it feels
quite a small house, you know, for a soundstage, you know. I don't know if we could have moved it somewhere else, because it's not got the...
Yeah, it's through Jimmy Fallon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not got the kind of scope of some of the other sound stages.
I think it was last minute.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, probably already cut, you know, starting to build other sound stages, and then that one just, you know, that was the only one left. But still good, you know. Still adds to the event, doesn't it?
Yep, so it does. Right, guys, I'm going to stop that there and we're going to get into this event. I might bump into Simon. I think I've got a few people I might bump into tonight. And whatever. I'm going to do my first houses. I'm going to tell you how it goes. You want to say bye?
Stay spooky.
Simon, he's nicked your headline. So we're using the Das Pass, Blood Moon. So we're doing Blood, a Moon, a Dark offering. And we're just waiting for our guy to help us through the front of the line. And then we'll be going in, what's pretty cool. So it's an interesting route. You have to walk literally around the back of the houses. Hang on, 2 seconds. Well, that's Blood Moon Beckon done. Not very scary, but absolutely looks amazing inside. Great detail. I did think it would be cool if they had some fake rats in there as well. I love the wax mods. I thought the scares were quite predictable there, but a lot better than I thought it would be. I'll give it a nice 7 out of 10 for a first house. It's not a bad way to start. And it was really easy to get into with the disability pass. We walked down to it and basically walked straight in. It was fantastic. Listen to some music in the scare zone. So we've just done Stranger Things 4 house. That was absolutely awesome. Details were brilliant. Maybe a bit too much, but the upside down, everything, it worked perfectly. I'm gonna give it an 8.5 out of 10. See what Melvin thinks of the house. Melvin, what do you think of it, mate?
I thought it was brilliant, I enjoyed that.
That's your biggest show, your favorite. So yeah. Did that win you out back on Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah, it was brilliant, absolutely.
So, did you add a score out of 10?
11.
He's given, oh, 11, I like that. Very well played. Well, people, we're in Ali Winning Horror Nights. We're in Duff Beer Garden. And I keep on saying we, because finally the podcast partner is here. Here's Simon.
Hiya, people. How you doing? Yeah, I kept it quiet. I do apologise to all you people for lying, but I'm a bastard.
So, Simon, this is your last night, right?
Yeah, I remember last night. We're bumped up for Express because we've only got 3 houses done up to now, so we're going to whack out 7 houses in the 3 hours.
So what are the 3 houses you've done?
Done Blood Beckoning. Oh, Blood Moon, sorry. Blood Moon, Universal Monsters and Dueling Dragons.
Nice. Which one's the best so far?
Dueling Dragons.
So I've done Blood Beckoning Moon. I get that about a 7.5. Done Stranger Things. Absolutely awesome. It gets stronger further you go into it, I think. So I don't want to spoil it, but no, I'm not giving you any spoilers. I just think it gets better and better. It was like Ghostbusters for me. I came out with a massive smile on my face.
Good. That's what you want.
So Julie, you enjoyed your houses?
Yes, I have, but I like the Red Moon one. Well, Blood Moon. The Blood, whatever you call it, yeah. I've only had a drop of wine.
Yeah, she's had a little wine, guys. She's drunk. So I told you I'd get a recording with Simon on. And Joe, mate, while you're listening back to this, mate, there's been no rain. Last year was a nightmare with the rain. This year, it's been, yeah, the weather's, it's not even that humid.
The thing is, it's getting hotter. It's going to be 97 tomorrow. And that's going to be a hot day.
But that's okay, because I'm going to be at Art of Animation Resort, so I don't care. Yeah. And there's no horror nights tomorrow, so makes life a little bit easier, that does. Well, guys, I'm going to stop recording now, because Simon needs to enjoy his last horror night.
Say yeah, bye. Catch you all in a bit. We'll do a full wrap-up another time.
Say it.
Oh, right, stay spooky.
You say it as well.
Stay spooky.
Well, we've just done The Last of Us House, Naughty Dog 1. I prefer Stranger Things to it. It was a good house. I'd give it an 8 out of 10. We missed a few of the jump scares. But you agree with me, Melvin? Stranger Things was better?
Stranger Things was better.
Yeah. It's a shame. I felt like there was things missing in that one. I can't put my finger on it. Something just didn't feel great. It was good, but yeah, it's bits missing. I think we missed a lot of the jump scares. What didn't help us either. We didn't have the best run through. Well, Stranger Things, everything fell in place for us.
Yeah.
So I'd ask this man, but he'd say, come on, Andrew, did you like it?
Kind of average.
Yeah, Stranger Things was better, wasn't it? Yeah. So unfortunately, The Last of Us, maybe it was just a bad run for us, but for us, our first run for it, it wasn't the greatest house. So just to confuse everyone, I've just done Yeti Campground Kills after the bit you'll get next with me and Simon and Julie. But we saw Yeti, was only a 20 minutes, so it was a walk-on. I really enjoyed it. I actually got scared once, so I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. The Yeti ones always make me happy. One jump scare got me. That's the first one of the whole event, so finally someone got me, so well done whoever that scare actor was. You got me. Congratulations, guys. So, yeah, brilliant. We've done 5 tonight now. As I said, we've done loads of rides as well, so now it's time to go back to the hotel and chill for the night. Had a great night and more to come. Right, so I've just bumped in to Julie. Simon's disappeared. I've just done Chucky and they've just done The Last of Us. We're in Vamp 69 and we've just seen Megan fairly. They just walk normally. You wouldn't notice them. Complete waste of time in my opinion. But what did you think of The Last of Us?
It was good. Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't find it as good as Stranger Things.
Yeah, Simon's a bit. Yeah. Exactly what
we were saying, Last of Us, it was good, but not as good as Stranger Things. And we've just done Chucky, so I thought Simon would be interested in what I think of that. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. It's not my best, but it's not the worst. The problem with it is the lighting sometimes wasn't right, so when the little Chuckies came out, you didn't necessarily always see them. And the big Chucky grown-ups, well, they were just weird. They weren't scary, that was just like, yeah, you should be on the BBC, mate, doing that. Very weird. So let's ask the man himself. Simon, what did you think of Chucky?
He's not done it yet.
He's not done it. Ah, beat him to it. Right, so we're going. We've done 4 houses tonight, we have. So I'm actually ending this episode. So Simon's at the end of this episode. So people, Simon's going home. Next time Simon is an episode, it'll be me on my own. Yeah. Bored. I'm going to try and get sounds in the houses. So for me, be epic. From Julie.
Be sweet. Spooky, stay. Oh.
Stay spooky, guys.
See you on the next episode, everyone.
Watch your step.